in effect, what you've got is two types of ID that is good to go all across this country, and that's your electronic 840 tag and your metal news tag, which is your metal clip tag, your bright tag. And all states will accept those IDs. There are other types of IDs, such as registration, tattoos, and brands, that only states that agree to accept them between the receiving and the sending state can utilize. So if you want to be sure that you can go anywhere you want to with your animal, I suggest you use either the 840 electronic tag, preferentially, or your metal news tag.
And he reminds producers that the metal tags are available through his office.
The news tag can call my office. We require a premise ID to dispense this tag to producers. We're also dispensing these tags to livestock markets, and we're also dispensing these tags to veterinarians. And they're required to be kept up with. If we dispense it to a producer, they're to use it on their own animals only and not the neighbors. And so that way we can keep track. And the whole point of all the traceability is to be able to track down disease and eliminate it as quickly as possible, therefore minimizing the number of animals and people involved in it.
Dr. Cobb said animal traceability can help livestock producers in more than one way. For more details, go to the Georgia Department of Agriculture website. That's agr.georgia.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.